The parents take over. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
You know, I'm a single mom. You know, I have 6 children, and I just choose not to live like that no more, and I don't want that for him.
Tanya Graham, mother of 6, instantly became America's favorite parent on Monday when she walked up to her son, yanked his black mask off, and pulled him out of that Baltimore riot.
I don't want him to be a Freddie Gray, but to stand up there and vandalize police officers.
Get over here!
That's not justice.
There's still plenty of anger that Freddie Gray died after being arrested for what we still don't know. But it became obvious last night that there was a force stronger than anger in Baltimore, and it was parents. Not just Tonya Graham, but the parents who formed a human buffer line, standing arm in arm to keep protesters away from the police.
These long line of people came out here because what we seen on the TV yesterday, we didn't like it.
Even gang members stood arm in arm, one of them telling CNN he was insulted that anyone would even think they were behind the looting.
What is we going to get out of looting? We ain't worried about no looting because we make money. You feel me? Like, whereas though, yeah, we make money to get whatever we want. So like, whereas though, we going to look good. We ain't going to go loot no store.
They have money. Why would they steal? And from Baltimore City Councilmember Brandon Scott, the man who called on the parents to come out, a little parenting advice.
Too many people go at these young kids and try to tell them to do all these things at once. Put up your pants. Let's change your music. Change your hairstyle. Do this. And you only ask them the basic questions and say, what's your name? I love you.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.